News from Bermondsey by Becky Morton of Southwark News. Drinkers must swear to be good. Sam Smith's chain want to ban bad language in its pubs. Drinkers at the Angel and the Anchor Tap in Bermondsey have been told to watch their mouths as the Sam Smith's pub group has banned swearing in all its boozes. The brewery and the pub owner, which runs around 200 pubs across the country, has issued guidance to all its landlords, asking them to help prevent the use of bad language. The Angel's landlord, Peter O'Sullivan, told the news, "Sam Smith's have said that they have to try to do our best to make sure people don't swear. But you're talking to an Irishman. Every other word which comes out of my mouth is a swear word, so I'm consciously making an effort not to swear now. I think Sam Smith's are finding it's getting a bit much in their pubs, and they want to make it more comfortable for children, which is understandable," he continued. "If any of my customers take it too far with swearing, I'll kick them out. But I told Sam Smith's I'd rather not put up a sign. I'd rather speak to customers about it myself." Bartender Olga Erika said, "We thought it was a joke at first when we got the letter from Sam Smith's, because Peter swears so much, but it's just humour with him." Drinkers at the Angel seemed to agree. One regular said, "It's only with the type of people moving here nowadays that they're doing this sort of thing. It's the new clientele. Well, I say bollocks to them." Michael Hagman from Bermondsey said, "If you live in West London, you'll find different people in the pubs. Here, people don't mind. I'm originally from Holland, and the English swear much more. If there's no kids around, then that's fine." However, Neil Timothy, who works near the Anchor Tap, said, "I'm not sure how you'd police it, but I think it's a good idea within reason. If people are swearing with each other and no one else can hear, that's okay. But if you're being loud and disrupting other people, that's different." The landlord of the Anchor Tap said he was unable to comment, but the pub had signs displayed warning customers of the new policy. The News asked Samuel Smith's for a comment, but received no reply at the time of going to press.